Let me ask you a question.
Go.
Let me ask you a question as a parent. Okay, this is a question for parent Robin.
Okay.
And not so much parent Alex.
Look at his face.
I like it.
The way the shirt was.
Look at me, coach.
The way it was bent first, it definitely looked like a Hitler stash.
It did. The way it was, it looked like a Hitler
stash. That's Hitler. That's believe that Jews suck.
Hey.
I didn't say it. Hitler did. He believed it.
He did believe it. Okay.
So anyway.
Parent time.
So let's say there's a situation in which Riv is playing a sport and you are not the coach. During the time frame of the duration from the first whistle to the final whistle, who's in charge of Riv?
Not me.
Thank you.
The coach.
Thank you. Okay. We're going to have a great conversation. A great fucking conversation.
The only time I'm in charge of her is when she comes over and talks to me separately, mm-hmm. away from the coach, and then I say, okay, now go back to your coach.
Mm-hmm. Go listen to your coach.
Yep, because I'm not in charge right now. Do what coach says.
Yep.
Okay.
That's how that works. That's how that's supposed to work.
Excellent. I mean, you put... Assuming that there's the understood well-being of the child clause, that means as the actual parent, you can interfere at any time a coach does something that crosses the line. Yeah, you can intervene if a line is crossed. Assuming the coach is adequate and competent and not doing anything stupid or illegal, yeah, the coach is 100% in charge.
Excellent.
Just like school.
And honestly, I'm not even sure how much I intervene at the moment. A lot of times, like if something goes on... things get brought up later, like if it's something I don't agree with, but I'm not gonna stop and interrupt everybody right now because I don't need to make a show of it.
Fantastic. You know, like... all right man are you ready for a good ass show?
Yes.
Not as much as you.
No, I'm ready. Cool. All right, here we are. Whew. We're back again. It's another edition. It's another episode of my show. And he'd be walking God like a dog, his narrative fearless. His word war returns to burn like Baldwin home from Paris. It's that guy over there.
It's me, it's Alex. I'm back with slightly terrible audio, but we're going to deal with it. And as always, I'm introduced by the best ever do it, that guy right over there.
It's me, it's One Take Jake, back in the saddle again, calm like a bomb, Jewish Hamilton. But we are joined by the third man in the booth. It would not be the show that we know, the show that we love, and the show that it is today without him. He is the only reason that the show got posted last week, and the proprietor of the YouTube channel, Red Arrow Productions. It's Robin.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You know why?
Chicken thigh.
Because it's very good.
It's very good.
Yeah, I accidentally got like multiple windows on here, so if I get kicked off here, I'm just gonna be right back.
All right,
BRB, maybe
we'll just be like, oh,
nope, nothing happened. Did it,
Robin? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Robin?
Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you. If you can hear me, please say something.
I can't say anything to this guy. Nothing ever works.
So you can hear me
all over again.
Did he ask if I could hear him?
Who's talking right now? Okay, nobody say anything.
I can't tell what's going on right now.
Who's talking? Was that me?
It's got to be a goat.
It's a goat. Was that it was Kimmy Räikkönen?
Just blew out somebody's speakers, actually.
Right? Somebody, it'll be you driving.
Right, it will be.
You're gonna be going down I-5, and it's gonna be.
Well, that's what I get.
That's what you get.
Goat. It's goat karma.
Goat karma is the name of this episode.
I was already writing it down.
There it is.
So yeah, I went to look at last week's episode. I had like 25 minutes.
That's
I don't know what happened.
I don't either.
So Robin pulled some clutch shit. He knew, he learned some stuff about Skype that I didn't know. He's like, hey, it can do this. I'm like, cool. He's like, you want me to post it? I'm like, yeah, here's a password.
Well, it wasn't even just that. It was more the iMovie. I can save it just as audio.
Oh.
So, like, I had already done my video edit, and then I was like, oh, I beat Jake! Ha ha ha! And then Jake's like, yeah, well, my shit fucked up! Ha ha ha!
Ha ha ha! Oh. Jokes on me!
Well, let me see what I can do.
Yeah.
And so I started looking to find, like, an online converter from, like, MP4 to MP3, and then as I'm doing that, I go to look at my video or iMovie, and I see that I can upload different formats, because I was like, oh, I wonder what else I can do on here. Oh, there's an audio. Boom. Done. And then I was like, hey, you want me to try to send it to you, or I can try to post it?
Like,
and here, you're like, here's my password.
I'm like, I'm at work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have the time. So that's how last week's episode got posted, so.
He doesn't have the time, and I never do anything.
At work.
Because I don't ever do shit at work. I've turned it that way. What's happened to I don't ever do shit at work, Jake?
Oh.
He's starting to be, I do stuff at work, Jake.
Well, the problem is, like, I've been doing a lot of driving, and it's really hard to
That not. Takes away your, I gotcha.
So I am still not doing shit at work.
Right.
But I'm working. Like, I'm
but you're driving. Being mobile.
Right.
But mobilizing.
Like, right. So I'm moving, but I'm not doing anything.
That's fair.
Like, I'm still, like, if for the most part, if you text me, I'll text back. Like,
Yeah, usually.
It's usually not until I get home and fall asleep on the couch that I stop responding to people.
I've also seen that.
I love So, last night in the group text, one of a litany I'm a member of, I look down and I read, yeah, but he's not paying attention in this conversation. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I was just like, deep into NBA. I was just like, I was working on playing as Luka and figuring out how to play as Luka because I'm doing this silly franchise thing. And I was like, I looked down and it's like 18 missed messages. I'm like, I'm not going to read all those.
Do you remember that song, My Name is Luka?
No.
Well, as soon as you said, I'm Luca, I was like, that's funny.
I remember My Name is Jonas. Ding.
My name is Luca. I'll see if I can find out who it's by. My name is L. Luca. Suzanne Vega.
Oh, of course. I love Suzanne Vega. She's my favorite.
Right? I would play it for you, but my microphone has this thing where it doesn't like to let us hear things as music from my... So my
the name of this? What's the name of this? I will play it.
Luka, L-U-K-A.
Luka. By who?
Suzanne Vega.
Suzanne Vega. Duh.
Oh, right. How could I
pretty sure we just talked about this.
Well, I mean, her name has such staying power.
Yeah. I mean, like, I would have thought it would have been by somebody named Luka.
All right, so this... not this. This is an ad. So coming to you live, we've got the new Chevy Suburban with a drop-down tailgate where you can take your laptop out into the woods for no fucking reason. Chevrolet, regret it now. I don't recognize the song at all. All right, get to the good part.
This is the good part.
Oh, when she's not
I'm
singing?
Rocking out with my
don't
cock out.
I'm not dancing to sway you in any way from
thinking. See? She just said it.
Oh. That's enough.
And we're done with that one.
And we're done with that. That
so
reminds
anyway,
me.
That was a song.
I'm glad.
Not very good.
My name is Luca. That's up there with My Name is Jonas. The songs I don't like.
It reminded me of like the whiny bitch girl version of like any of the rap songs where the guys say their name at the start. DJ Khaled. Like she starts off with My Name is Luca.
Today we're going to be listening to DJ Khaled until he says his name.
Exactly. Those are fun.
My new favorite one is I'm going to listen to Ludacris until he tells me to do something.
Stand up! Move, bitch! Get out the way!
Immediately.
Oh, they're so good.
There's some, like,
one might even say very good.
It's very good. I was really resistant to TikTok originally because I thought I was too old for it.
I was too.
Definitely too old for it, but it's a lot of fun. But, like, there's a lot of funny shit. And if you, like, you can get deep down a rabbit hole and there's, like, lore on TikTok of things that are going on. Like, on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest of, like, oh, this guy is doing this, so I will now do this. And, oh, he did that, which means she is going to do this now.
My favorite rabbit hole is I find some girl that's scantily clad, and then I follow her to, eventually, Twitter, where she's usually naked.
That's not a rabbit hole that you're going to.
Hey-oh!
that's a butthole.
Look at him, he said it.
And like the freeze of his face is perfect for that,
so
too.
So good.
He's got the rock eyebrow going on.
He does.
Now he's doing it on purpose. It's not as
now
funny.
It looks like... It looks like Corky from that show on ABC.
What?
Never mind. I'll look it up. I feel like Jake knows. I can't remember the name of it.
It popped me, because I thought you were talking about Corky Romano, first of all. And, like, I went there.
What was that show?
Get out of here, you Chris Kattan-looking motherfucker.
I called somebody another comedian the other day, looking motherfucker, and it just came out of my mouth, and I just started laughing because I was like, God damn it! Oh,
Life Goes On. That was the show.
Okay.
Corky had Down syndrome.
Yeah, that's.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I remember now. Oh, the way he looked. Alex looked just like Corky.
Ooh, he did. Oh, man.
Woo. All right, so you guys want to hear a story?
I want to hear why you were so excited at the start of the show, but I also want to hear a story. So if they're tied together.
Story time.
Ayo.
Ayo. Did you guys come here to listen to the good guys or the bad guys? So what happened was, let's see, which it really depends on which intro to a story I want to start with here, because there's two ways I typically start a story where I end up arguing with somebody. It's either what happened was, or I start with, so there I was minding my own fucking business.
I like number two.
So, all right.
And that one? Or B, if you will.
So there I was, minding my own fucking business, trying to coach baseball. I got a kid on third base, and this kid's one of the better players on the team, and we're having some fun. I'm telling him, like, hey, you know, if you think you can score a run, we're losing by 8, 9, fuck, who cares, right? Like, if you think you can make a play and score a run, go for it. Like, do it. I trust you. I trust you to try to make a play. See what happens. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the kid gives it a shot, and he gets tagged out, and he gets really mad about it because he got tagged out in the last game in a similar play. So back-to-back games, he thought he could make it. He didn't. He gets really frustrated, and he's, like, on the edge of tears, which is never a good place for, like, a 9- or 10-year-old boy to be when surrounded by other 9- and 10-year-old boys. So
True. He's,
like, trying – this kid's like, hey, man, it's okay. Like, don't worry about it. And he, like, moves him out of the way. You know, just like, no, I'm not – like, we've all been an upset athlete, and someone stops us from trying to get away from everybody. And we all know how – like,
right. You
just – get out of my way, dude. Get out of my way. So I grab him, and I say, hey, kid, come here. Like, let me talk to you. Calm down. First of all, we're playing baseball. And so while, like, I've got him from 60 to 15, Like, he's still pissed, but we're de-escalating. And his mom comes out of the bleachers, goes around the backstop, around the dugout, and grabs him while I'm talking him down, and says, "Pushing a kid, are you kidding me?" And just starts tearing into him. And I look at her and I'm like, "Excuse me, I am coaching. Would you please allow me to coach?" Like, you can parent when parenting, and it's time for parenting. Right now, I'm coaching. And you coming over here is not helping the situation. Like, you are making him more upset. You are embarrassing him by being here.
She's re-escalating.
You are re-escalating the situation that I have almost successfully de-escalated. I am nearly there, and you have come to re-escalate the situation because you're mad about the way your child had an emotional outburst. So I call her out on it. I'm like, I think you're acting ridiculous. I think your attitude is not helpful, and I don't think you need to be over here. I would really prefer if you rejoined the rest of the parents on the bleachers where the parents belong. And she's like, "Well, that's my kid." I'm like, "Well, right now he's my player. And when the game is over, you can have a conversation with him about whatever it is that you need to talk to him about. But right now he's mine."
Well, on the other side of that little part right there is everybody had the same opportunity to be a coach, and she chose to not. If that's the role you're choosing to do, continue to do that role.
So that's I think I'm going to stand right here. I'm like, "I'm really disappointed that that's a decision you've chose."
Yeah. Yeah. Karen, I'm going to need you to get out of my dugout. Hey, Karen. Will you get out of my dugout?
So
please?
Today I go back and talk to her and I'm like, "Hey, I would really like to move forward." She's like, "I would like that too." I said, "I understand your perspective as a parent. I really hope you can understand my perspective as a coach." And she's like, "Well, I really don't." And I'm like, "Okay, here we go again."
This is us not moving forward.
I said, "Okay, well," and I said, "I'm like, I understand that you know a lot about this game. I think it'd be really helpful you to come to one of our practices and participate." Oh, she had all sorts of excuses. "I'm just really busy." "Oh, you could be here for the games, which are at the same time as our practices."
I was going to say, "And yet you can be here to complain? All right."
"Okay. Whichever. Whatever." Yeah. I mean, cool. So yeah, we had it out, and I let her know that I don't really agree with her being around.
Yeah. Well, so from my perspective, as like, I would just listened, and the first thing that I try not to do is I try not to touch any kid ever, which is weird for me because
I didn't touch him.
Well, I know, but you're saying like she thought you touched him. So if you didn't move him,
let me clarify.
Because you said,
let me clarify.
Go ahead.
He grabbed a kid. He pushed a kid aside. He pushed a kid, and so she was yelling at him about pushing another kid.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes more sense.
Yeah, no, she wasn't on me about pushing a kid.
I didn't catch that.
If anything, I put my hand on his back and said, "Hey, man, come over here." Like, I did not aggressively touch a kid in any way. No, I'm sorry.
I didn't think you would, but even like so much as like moving a kid a little bit, like,
no, I didn't Jimmy Lake the situation.
I hope not. Not wearing purple.
Although I would accept the outcome of what happened with Jimmy Lake in that situation.
At this point, yes.
But anyway, yeah. So with that re-entered in the that evidence stricken and re-entered to the situation, I think she's like I told you. I said you're acting completely inappropriately. And
she's out of line.
And, yeah.
But like kind of what we talked about earlier, if you have a chance, maybe ask her to talk after practice instead of doing stuff during practice or during a game, especially not during a game.
Yeah.
Like, please don't interrupt coaching during a game, ma'am. Like, we only have so much time for these games, and this is a learning experience for them. This shouldn't be a learning experience for you unless you want to make it about you. You know, like,
which is what,
and that's what she's doing.
Which
yeah,
is
exactly.
What she has successfully done.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like it's honestly it's one of those situations that it's bad enough that I almost unvolunteered.
Well, I mean, is there like a commissioner you can talk to and have them talk to her? Because like my position would be to the commissioner, if this happens again, I will no longer be coaching. I'm not going to be interrupted and have my coaching undermined because a parent who right. doesn't want to put the time in and effort that I've put in directly with these kids standing here trying to lecture me how I'm not doing it right and interrupting and trying to put herself ahead of everyone else. Just an idea.
Yeah. I've got, like I said, I know the, right. I know the guy, so I'll have a, have a conversation with him about it. But
there
yeah,
you go.
So that's, what's
so that's
been going
fun.
On. Yeah. That's, you know,
super,
you know, I love volunteering for things and then having to argue with people about it.
I don't just even like when baseball couldn't get any worse. This happened.
It's like,
you know how close they were to locking out the entire season of baseball? We were so close to an entire season of no baseball. Like, do you know how happy I would have been if Major League Baseball was like, nope, for a whole year? That's the dream, man. If the Packers never win another Super Bowl and there's also no more baseball, that's a fair trade. Fair trade.
There's an old man dies, a young girl lives. Fair trade.
Yeah, like I make the trade. I make the trade. I hate baseball.
Speaking of make
the
trade,
baseball parents sound.
Yeah, speaking of make the trade. Did you guys watch any of the NBA play-in games?
Nope.
No. I watched a little bit of them. I wanted to see, you know, I wanted to see some. This is the first basketball I've watched all year.
I saw somebody throw a mouthpiece, and that was about it.
I didn't see that. Was that Steph Curry again?
No, Mikal Bridges, I think.
Do they reseed? I don't understand how the play-in works.
It's like 9 and 10.
I got it.
Okay. All right. Go for it.
So 7 plays 8. The winner of that game is a 7 seed. 9 plays 10.
Okay.
The winner of that game plays the loser of the 7 and 8 game. The winner of that game becomes the 8 seed.
Yeah. Gotcha. And that has literally not been explained to me in those kind of concise terms before. I had no idea how this worked. That makes sense. Okay.
It's.
Fair enough.
You have, if you're 7 or 8, you have 2 chances to win. You have to lose twice. If you're 9 or 10, you have to win twice.
That's it?
All right.
I guess I should start watching basketball again.
Yeah, it's a playoff.
Are they playing right now?
I don't like it because I feel like they just made it where, it was already more than half of the league makes the playoffs, and now they made even more than half the league make the playoffs.
Isn't it?
And
less
that's
than
dumb.
A third? No, I guess it is.
It's 20
more than
of
30
half. Of 30 teams.
Yeah. Well.
32? Well,
32.
30.
The thing is also you got to remember is they're setting up the playoffs with expansion in mind.
Right, because they're planning pretty soon, I feel like, to
Seattle
right
Las
there. Vegas!
Vegas, baby!
Oh, my God. A Vegas basketball team?
Well, yeah, they're also talking about that. Vegas stealing the
right.
Oakland Athletics.
Oh, my
What was
gosh.
That?
Yeah, say it again.
I said the Oakland Athletics are planning, are now negotiating a move to Las Vegas.
I heard that.
Oh my gosh! Could you imagine if Oakland just like lost all of its sports
to Vegas?
To Vegas, it's like the Warriors
is there,
moved
like,
to Vegas.
The Warriors just got a new place. So, yeah,
in San Francisco, though. Like, they've left Oakland and went across the bay. The Raiders are gone. The A's say if the city doesn't vote to build them a new stadium, they're going to leave.
Which they should.
And Vegas is primed to scoop them up.
Shit box.
I was
there. That stadium at Cal.
They literally, like.
Oakland.
I don't even know. There aren't any. I mean, maybe they have a major league soccer team I don't know about. But if they lose the A's, it's over. Oakland, more like Jokeland.
Oh, but
I feel bad for Dame because he's like, man, Oakland, and then they're like, nah, man.
They're like, there's nothing here though. Yeah, that place that
you left.
The OCO is quite. I don't even know what they call it any longer. The Coliseum there, like I went in back to back days. I went to Memorial Stadium in Berkeley, then I went to the Coliseum in Oakland, and back to back days. I had to watch fucking Jamarcus Russell play in the Oakland Coliseum.
It's terrible.
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 They're playing the Falcons, and Michael Turner was a running back, and he was like the fantasy god because he got like 22 touchdowns and 1,800 yards, and so everybody's like, oh, Michael Turner is amazing, and then, yeah, he wasn't.
He was good until he wasn't.
He's good until he wasn't. He's good as a backup to whoever the running back was before him, but then they're like, okay, now he's going to shoulder the load, and he's like, ow, my shoulder.
That is very good.
Very nice.
I like
my shoulder.
I'm resending a clip to a movie I saw this weekend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sending it now, and let me know when y'all get that. While it sends, I saw Sonic 2.
Oh yeah,
and it was actually pretty good.
Movie night and talk today, Sonic, and it's your turn to pick. But I am not watching Snow Dogs again. That movie is the worst.
That movie is the worst.
when they did that scene, I was like, hold up.
Who that is?
Ralphio? Yeah. And I'm like, IMDb in the middle of the fucking movie. I'm like, oh my god! And Deaton was watching the movie, but he was like way back up in with his fake kids and girlfriend. And I had Riv and Grayson, and we're sitting there, and I'm like, hey, Dave, did you get that? It's John Ralphio. It was funny.
What he say?
And he's just in the back of the theater, like, Robin, I got your text.
Right. Well, when we got there, he didn't see us, and I knew he'd gone there, and I was like, hey, Riv, I'm pretty sure Dave's sitting up there behind us. So she, like, went up there to the top row, and she's like, hi. And then he texted me, he's like, I saw Grayson when he stood up. And I was like, oh.
You hear her run up there, she's like, hi, how's it going? Okay. She comes out down, she's like, Deaton wasn't there.
No, Deaton. Deaton wasn't there.
The worst. But yeah, that movie. The first Sonic was good, and the second Sonic was good. Idris Elba's. Is it better? I don't know. Yeah, I would. I guess so. Yeah, because Jim Carrey is so fucking good in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's. Well, it's like.
Isn't freaking. Was it Charles Minor, fucking Knuckles?
Yeah. Yes. And then Jim Carrey is bald Dr. Robotnik, and he's like Ace Ventura funny. Yeah.
Nice.
So I appreciated it a lot. I laughed a lot.
I'll definitely watch it. I'm having confusion, though, because, like, my entire life he was Dr. Robotnik. And then, like, 10 years ago, they decided that he's Dr. Eggman.
They called him both in the movie. They called him
in
Eggman and Robotnik. So I don't know.
In the Japanese release, whatever the word was, that basically the slang of it is like egg, and so because he was fat and Japan took to calling him Eggman in Japanese.
Mm.
And so they made up Robotnik for the Western market. And then in the merging of cultures and technology, they basically just were like, yeah, let's just make it Eggman. it just like caught on enough that Sonic fans in America accepted that he was called Eggman and said like, oh, he's just Eggman. Okay.
I haven't really played Sonic since Sonic 2, so I don't know
Sonic
anything.
2 Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah. Yes, that one.
It's the funny thing about Sonic is when you play it, it's like at first you think it's all about, oh, I got to go fast. You know, the whole point of the game is going fast. But it's like then you figure out about the third world, it's actually a really intense like puzzle platformer.
Yeah, it was a fun game, though. Like that was my first game system that I bought was the Sega Dreamcast. Not Game Gear. And I had Sonic, and I had George Foreman boxing, and I had Joe Montana football. Those were my three games that I first bought. But yeah, like Sonic was amazing because it was just I could just sit there and I could play it forever. I would just sit there and hours. So that was just I never had the whole Mario thing like everyone else. Sonic was my first.
Kirby, I was all about. I would play Kirby games forever.
Yes.
Have you guys Kirby's played the new one?
No, I want to. Super bad.
It's really good, but I have not.
I haven't played
it. I decided for Tiny Tina's Wonderlands over Kirby.
Oh, yeah. What is this Tiny Tina's Wonderlands you keep talking about? I know nothing of it.
It's Borderlands.
It's more Borderlands. It's like Borderlands 3.5.
It's just Borderlands. If you don't like Borderlands, you won't like this.
I didn't like Borderlands.
And you don't like Borderlands, so I didn't talk to you about it.
Well, I did play some Forkknife this week, though.
On purpose?
Yeah.
No build? No build Forkknife.
Exactly. They took the fucking building out of it, and I was like, oh, well, now it's like Call of Duty, but with cartoons. Okay.
So now it's just run around and shoot?
Kind of. I mean, it's still the float down all weird and find a gun and then run your ass off and then try to not get killed. But you just don't build like stupid bullshit it's Legos in the middle of the game.
Is it like, is no build like an option? Like, do they still have a mode where you can build if you and they just made it? Or is it they took it out completely?
At first they took it out completely, and then they re-added, like, they basically made two versions. So now you have no build or regular.
Yeah, like, we gotta get more people to play this fucking game.
I mean, it worked. I played it on my Xbox, and then I tried to play it on the Switch, and the graphics are so garbage. I was like, I like my Switch, but this looks like booty.
It's like, I can't play you, though.
Yeah. Well, I had, like, my character is Morty, and he fucking uses the robot arms and legs that Rick made, the dog made. I guess Rick didn't make it, the dog made. What was the dog's name in, like, episode 2?
His name is Stowball.
Yes. Anyway, but, like, his face on the Switch, it's like, it's the dot and then the circle eyes. Like, you can't really see anything. Whereas on the Xbox, it's 4K and looks good.
I imagine playing a shooter on Switch would be a challenge.
Yeah, I'm not doing it, so.
Especially if you play, like, in the middle, where your thumbs are on either side.
Right. I'll continue to play, like, Tony Hawk is cool on the Switch.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Tony Hawk, it's like 1 and 2, and I think it was only $30. And then Riv started playing the wrestling game again since we watched WrestleMania, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
The WrestleMania is surprisingly decent.
Uh-oh. My video just stopped.
Well, that's okay. Mm-hmm. We can still hear you.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm going to be like, we're good. Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, fucking Dave.
Fucking Dave.
It's Dave. Fuck you, Deaton.
Fuck you, nope. Deaton.
Nope. He's not going to listen to this.
No, whatever. Fuck him. So, you were talking about having, you know, we've talked about Tony Hawk Pro Skater. What was it? Dan Marino football?
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana football, and then George Foreman boxing. What is the strangest, like, sports sponsorship, like, game sponsorship that you've ever seen?
I don't know. That black college football one. Do you remember that one?
Yes. It was like XBCU. It was like black. It was college university football.
I didn't really understand the point. I guess there's a market for it, but I just.
I think it was like all the historically black colleges, like the Grambling State and the Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Not Jacksonville State.
Jackson State.
Jackson State. Thank you. But like all those.
Primetime U.
Yeah, Primetime U.
Primetime U.
Primetime.
It really. I guess I don't think it's necessarily obscure, but I always thought that Kelly Slater's pro surfing was a weird game to me.
Kelly Slater pro
surfing. Because, like, I feel like surfing, every single time I've heard anyone talk about surfing, the way they describe it does not seem like it would translate to a video game setting at all. And so it's like, steer left into the wave and then do it again.
And then you will do a trick. They did a whole bunch of those because, like, Tony Hawk caught on, and then they released Dave Mira Pro BMX.
Dude, I fucking love that game.
That was a good game.
Like, I remember Ice Pick, 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 Ice Pick. Then Kelly Slater Pro Surfing.
Surfing?
And then what? I feel like there was a fourth one. Like,
there was a snowboarding one. Sean Palmer.
White got a snowboarding
Sean White?
One, but I don't know.
There was 1080. 1080 was the snowboarding one, though. Yeah.
1080. Like, I'm god tier at 1080.
The game was good.
SSX is the best one.
Agreed. SSX, tricky.
We've talked about that before, and I did not like SSX.
Well, you're dumb.
Probably.
Fire. Shot.
I liked 1080.
1080 was the shit, man. Who's your guy? Do you remember?
Whitey Blackie.
I had Dion Blaster was the black British dude. Then there was Hakai Hayami, who was the Japanese girl, and then Ricky Stern was from Excitebike 64. Why do I know these?
It's a great question.
Why do we know anything?
It's like, so I was on YouTube the other day and someone was like, did you know there was an Excitebike 64? And I was saying, like, yeah, I'll whoop your fucking ass at it. Let's go. Like, pick up the stick, son.
Excitebike was one of the first games that I really wanted to play for the Game Boy. And I never got to play it until it was like, yeah, Excitebike on the Game Boy.
That would have been cool.
It was basically scrolling, you know, like Mario.
Right.
And you could just tip up the front of the bike to go over jumps and like jump, and that was,
so it was
terrible.
Excitebike,
but yeah. But it was fun. I mean, terrible and fun.
Terrible and fun.
Most Nintendo games.
I think the strangest like athlete tie-in, I mean, outside of like Michael Jordan, Chaos in the Windy City, or Shaq Fu, it's got to be Riddick Bowe boxing.
I was just gonna say, do you remember Bill Laimbeer basketball?
Bill Laimbeer combat basketball. I had
yes.
that game. Hell yes.
That was a weird fucking
hell
game.
Yes.
It was Bill Laimbeer combat basketball was a top-down basketball game where you didn't shoot, like, you had the, like, pass and shoot was the same button.
Didn't like Charles Barkley have like a post-apocalyptic basketball game?
Charles Barkley Shut Up and Jam. You're thinking of Charles Barkley Shut Up and Jam Gaiden, which was a spoof game.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
It's listed on the 10 weirdest sports games though.
Charles Barkley Shut Up and Jam.
It was just Barkley Shut Up and Jam.
Oh, Barkley Shut Up and Jam.
Mega Man Soccer is also on that.
Yeah, Mega Man Soccer, not as fun.
How dare they? Mutant League Football is not strange. Mutant League Football is badass.
What about Mutant League Hockey?
I enjoyed that as well.
That one was good. They fall under the ice.
I don't remember what the golf, though. That's funny.
I remember Dang. Outlaw Golf.
That one was cool. The Outlaw Volleyball? Dude, Outlaw Beach Volleyball was badass.
I heard that game was actually good and fun to play.
I played so much of that game that I got OCD about it, and I couldn't sleep because I closed my eyes and I would just picture bump, set pass, block, you know, like all that stuff. I had to stop playing it for like weeks at a time because I played so much of it.
And you would just you'd be stuck.
I would get OCD about it. Yeah. And like the same thing happened yesterday. I played a bunch of Call of Duty after work and then I went to sleep and I dreamt about Call of Duty, but didn't realize it until today when I went to play Call of Duty. Mm-mm. And I was like, hold up. I was playing extra Call of Duty after I went to bed.
Got some extra extra playtime in. You wake up and your controller is dead. You're like, what happened?
The weirdest part is I use a wired controller, so I don't understand how that works.
And when there was one handprint on the controller, that's when Jesus was carrying you.
Two things related to that. First of all, Halo on Paramount Plus is good.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. I watched like the first four episodes and caught all up today. And it's Easter this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You guys have seen Nacho Libre. I hope I get diarrhea on Easter every year. Just so I can say, do you not know I've had diarrhea since Easter's? My whole goal.
Easter's.
That's awesome.
It's awesome!
It's awesome!
Give it all you got!
Joe Latour, what a gem. What a gem that man is.
He's a winner.
He is a winner. And we're all winners.
What's his best role?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. Charles from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Charles from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
No doubt.
I like him in Superbad just a little bit more.
Ah, I forgot about him in Superbad.
You guys know a guy named Jimmy?
You look
totally
just like, his brother.
Totally.
I just
you guys got
I think,
MySpace or...
I feel like his character from like 9-9 is like that obscure dude. If he became a cop and you got to see him for 9 years instead of
I figured
like
the time would help. What about his character Wanderlust? Do you remember that?
I never saw Wanderlust.
What about his appearance in Role Models when he shows up and he's like, yes, we are the Knights of Water. We will genuinely touch our tips.
He was really good in Role Models.
Yeah, Alex, you need to watch Wanderlust.
What's Wanderlust?
Paul Rudd.
Oh, I'm
and who's his hot wife in that movie?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. For a guy that's never seen it, seems to know a lot about it.
I didn't see it because
that was the, no. Wanderlust is the movie where it was the first time ever that Jennifer Aniston agreed to do a nude scene. She went topless for a scene in that movie, and then the director like cut the scene because it didn't add to the creative vision of the movie.
Yes, it did.
And I was like,
yes,
I'm never going to see this movie out of like, I,
is there,
it's not in
is
the,
there like a deleted scene.
Nope, there. It's not part of any unrated extended cut. It's not on any of the bonus features. Nothing. It has been, her boobs have been erased from pop culture.
Erased from existence.
I was like, this. There's no point in seeing this movie now. Like, no matter how good Wanderlust
no
is,
no matter how,
I know that there's a better version of that movie that exists.
I can't argue with you.
It's like if Christina Ricci hadn't gotten naked in Black Snake Moan, it would.
Oh
have
my
been
God, Christina
movie.
Ricci. She's so
hot. Want to touch the hiney. Oh, nice. I could do that. George and Linda live fast-paced lives.
Oh, my God. Look at her.
You make my dreams come true. Until today. You know what's going to happen after. From the director of Role Models. Oh, my God. We got to get the stuff in the car. Hold on. I got to get some stuff from upstairs. Paul Rudd. Jennifer Aniston. Move out to the country.
I just want I want the listener to know that right now, being that I'm audio
sometimes
only,
you need a new direction.
I just see a picture of Ric Flair screaming at me right now, and it perfectly encapsulates, it like encapsulates
listen to
everything.
This.
This, I feel like this is the greatest Ric Flair promo of all time.
This is amazing. Oh, there he was. So for all the people that aren't seeing, I'm playing the trailer, and Jake is making all the audio for it because it's on mute. So,
from Universal Pictures, Joe Latruglia, shirtless. Jennifer Aniston,
he's naked,
notably not shirtless.
Yeah. Aw, boo.
Hey, I hope you like this drink. Playing a guitar for a bunch of ladies this February. Milk a goat with Jennifer Aniston and Paul Rudd. This is the longest. I'm running out of funny things to say.
It's 2 minutes. Yeah. I know, right? It's too much. It's and then the guy from MASH showed up.
Alan Alda?
Maybe. I think so. Yeah, Alan Alda. Yeah.
Nice. He was
pretty sure he's dead now.
He was a president in he is dead in Canadian Bacon, which is an underrated movie.
Did we talk about Gilbert Gottfried dying?
No, we haven't.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, that's one of the greatest bits of all time. Gone.
First Norm, then fucking Bob Saget, then Gilbert, and now Gilbert Gottfried.
Who's gonna be funny?
I mean, like anybody, but still.
I'll tell you who's going to be fucking funny. I'm going to see Brad Williams this weekend.
Oh. He will be funny.
Yeah, he is a short one. I said, you know, we have to get there early because I don't want to sit in the back row to see a midget comedian.
You should ask him. You should ask him if he's heard anything about Gilbert Gottfried. And then when he says, yeah, he died, then you can do the Norm joke. You're like, huh, I didn't even know he was sick.
Bingo.
Hey, what was that? Hey, black guys.
Hey, real cops.
Hey, real cops.
Man, that guy was funny. And Gilbert Gottfried was too.
He was. And like I said, like they were talking about Gilbert Gottfried on the Dan Patrick Show this week, and Seton was talking about how he's like. A guy called in. He's like, yes, hello, this is Gilbert. I'm calling for the interview. And he's like, okay, click. And just hung up on him because he didn't know. And he's like, some guy just called and said he was Gilbert Gottfried, but he sounded normal. And the KJ's like, dude, it's a bit. It's not his real voice. That's not who he is.
Yeah.
It's like, it was kind of crazy to like, when they said that, and he's like, oh, my God. And, like, I didn't know for a really long time that wasn't just who he was.
Yeah.
You know?
It reminds me of the first time – it was the first time I learned that, like, Teller from Penn and Teller can talk.
Mm.
It's, like, part of their thing that he never speaks.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up legitimately thinking that he was, like, mute – and decided to become a magician because it's all visual. Like, that made
That's
sense
awesome.
To me. And then somebody was like, no, man.
Yeah,
he can totally talk. Like, he doesn't do interviews, but, like, he'll talk to you backstage and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's actually cool, too. Like, it's cool in a different way. But, yeah, to find out that Gilbert's voice is like, hey, what's up? Is like, wait, he's not Iago all the time?
The one I'll never get used to is Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
When he doesn't have his southern accent.
It's really weird when he goes out of character, when he comes out of kayfabe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Iago, that was my first, that's the first thing I remember Gilbert Gottfried being in was Aladdin. God, I watched a shit ton of Aladdin because Robin Williams is fucking amazing. And then Gilbert Gottfried's just as good.
When I was younger, I would always get Gilbert Gottfried and French Stewart like transposed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was sort of like,
hey,
oh, yeah,
my
Gilbert.
Name's French.
Yeah, who gives a damn? Another Norm MacDonald shout out.
Yeah.
That's it's bigger than a regular cowboy hat. It's funny.
It's funny. Oh, man.
Turd Ferguson. Yeah, what do you
and
want?
And you've changed your name.
Like Burt Reynolds.
Turd Ferguson.
That's not my name. Okay, Turd Ferguson. Yeah, what do you want?
I used to have those memorized.
Dude,
I could recite. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's like when friend of the show Adam and I get together, we just kind of bounce from one quote to another.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure like we could, between you and me, we could get through almost all, if not all, of Celebrity Jeopardy.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, like, maybe not the newer ones, but right. definitely all the Norm MacDonald ones.
Any of the ones with Norm MacDonald in them, we can.
Oh my god!
Indoors.
Indoors. I heart boobs. Stunning.
Simply stunning.
Simply stunning. Sure is a nice coat, Trebek. There's one more question. Do they make them for men?
I'll take the rapist for 500.
It's
that's therapists.
I'll take the penis mightier.
That is the pen is mightier.
Give me the ape tit thing.
What is a petite? Never mind.
This is French, so let's just skip it.
Yep.
Texas with a dollar sign in front of it.
What was that? Write a number.
Any number. And you win.
You could write three. One. Or two.
A combination
even three.
Of three and five.
That was David Duchovny playing the fucking Jurassic Park guy. What is his name? In the days of your...
yeah,
yes,
Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. I was doing the...
found a way.
I'm watching those when we get off here.
You're watching the JPs?
All of them.
Who? Okay, here's a question. Michael Crichton or Stephen King, who's had better movies made about their books?
Probably Crichton, because Stephen King's had more, I think. His are generally like
Cujo
made for TV.
And...
Yeah, but I don't know. What do you think?
I think I go Crichton too.
I'm looking to see if I can get a list.
I feel like Crichton has like the original Jurassic Park as like a great movie.
And the Lost World. He wrote the Lost World too.
He wrote the Lost World, but Lost World is not a good movie. And then you also start getting into like Congo, and that movie is garbage.
Right.
You get into the whole like the show ER he helped create based on one obscure medical novel that he wrote that nobody's ever heard of that also wasn't called ER.
I didn't know he did Westworld.
That's
yeah,
why
so,
it made sense.
But if you fast forward, like a lot of Stephen King's original, you know, like Robin was saying, made for TV movies that weren't very good. But then you start getting into the more modern versions, like the new It and like the what is it, Castle Rock, the TV show on Hulu that was like
or
an amalgamation of all of his books is like some of that stuff.
I thought The Dark Tower was pretty badass, even though it didn't get like good reviews.
Yeah, so I feel like Stephen King has edged him out in the last like decade, but Jurassic Park is probably the best overall movie between the two of them.
Okay, here's a problem. Stephen King is coming heavy with Carrie and The Shining.
Oh. Yeah, so looking back, Michael Crichton, here's what he's got. The Terminal Man, which was a big movie in like 74. I'm just going to skip forward a little bit. And then Jurassic Park, Rising Sun. I'm pretty sure that's Wesley Snipes in that. And Sean Connery. Then Jurassic Park, Disclosure. Do you remember that one?
With Demi Moore.
It's over. Stand By Me and The Running Man.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, but Congo, the talking monkey, come on. Twister.
Twister's pretty good. No,
Twister's amazing. Do you remember Timeline?
Hell yes.
It was terrible.
I gotta go Stephen King.
Yeah.
My vote's King.
Yeah,
King is the King.
I think you're right.
Fucking Shawshank Redemption.
Children of the Corn.
Oh, wait. Is Shawshank Redemption
a
Stephen King?
I don't think Stephen King wrote Shawshank.
I've been living a lie for 33 years if
it
Stephen
is
King.
Stephen King.
Boom.
All right, ball game. Like
yeah, that's
like,
game blouses.
Like, stop, he's already dead. Like, we knocked it out the park at the beginning when I went back-to-back with The Shining and fucking Carrie. And that's how we got...
I mean,
that's basically how we got started. He got started
it
with...
Almost... feels unfair that he gets to like he's been around so long that they're now redoing his movies.
Right. Yeah. One of my favorite Family Guy bits about Stephen King is when he gets hit by a car And he's in. He's like, oh, this makes a great. This would be a neat idea for a story. And by the time he hits the ground, he's like, done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you remember Maximum Overdrive?
I remember hearing about it.
I remember watching that because it was so weird, and I didn't quite understand it. And like
Stripperella on the
turns out
TV.
I wasn't far off because most Stephen King movies are like I didn't quite understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dark Tower. That's one of my favorites.
I heard something super funny on the Sklar's podcast. They were talking about like Saving Private Ryan, and they're like, "No, these guys look like they would be in the other movie, Hunting Private Ryan."
Oh my god, that's what these other countries should do. Is like make all of our American horror hero movies like make it from the other side. Yeah,
that would be funny.
Oh,
like Indian cinema needs to do that because they do all those like way over the top explosions,
right?
And, like guys jumping off of helicopters and shit.
What was the Hacksaw Ridge? Like the one where
the Dirty Dozen.
The second Batman or second Spider-Man can't fucking he doesn't want to carry a weapon,
right?
And so, like, he goes through the whole war saving people. Like, what if the other movie is, like, all these guys trying to shoot the one dude that doesn't have a gun? Like, they're just in there, pew, 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 pew.
I cannot kill him.
I can't hit him. I get
the... He's the man who has no gun. Shoot the man. Has no gun. Pew, pew. I almost hit him that time.
You have... Well, the whole movie...
I shoot his friend, and he goes and he helps him. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I feel like the funny comedies. Version of Hacksaw Ridge
right.
is we see it as this heroic story where Hacksaw Ridge like saves everybody without a gun, but you see it from the enemy's perspective, and they're like, well, I'm not gonna waste bullets shooting the guy without a gun, and so it's like you find out that he actually wasn't even being shot at the entire time, like
that would
the
also
enemy was going
really
out of their
funny.
Way to not shoot at him, like. Who cares about that guy? Kill the dude with the gun.
Kill the guy he's trying to help.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, like.
I shoot other guy. What the why?
Yeah, that guy's not gonna kill me. I'm gonna shoot at that guy.
Man, Stephen King's fucking list is
yeah,
wild.
It's pretty bonkers. Like, it's not even it's a different weight class.
Mm-hmm.
Did we mention the Green Mile?
No.
That was fucking. On his money.
It's not even close. Not even on this planet. Not even
Does he get credit for Ready Player One, even though he didn't? I mean, like, he kind of wrote, like, part of what was in the middle, but not really.
He's got enough. Yeah, he's got
enough. I feel like if he gets credit for that, then he would get credit for our show, and that's, or technically your show, but
right.
That's not fair.
Right, yeah, he can't be, yeah, because he's given us too much content. But these people, they've been everywhere in the world, and they could have been anywhere in the world. What in the hell was that?
Man,
dude,
I don't know what the fuck you just said, little kid. But you're special. Reach out.
Hey, real cops.
Hey, real host.
Real host. But for this episode, this edition of my show with Alex and Jake, good night, universe.
That's the podcast.
Go Ducks!
Go Ducks!
Go Ducks! And make sure you guys believe in Ted Lasso.
She's an easy lover.
Oh, he gone.
You believe it.
You may... Yeah, never mind.
All right, bye.
Well, Stephen King versus Michael Crichton. All right, bye!
Bye!